Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Pamela Clater of Pamela Clater Photography. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Give me a little bit of background on what you do, how you got started, and kind of like how you learned all the things you know to do such amazing photography.
So I like to tell people that I was raised in a box in a photography studio because I literally was raised in a box in a photography studio. My parents were both photographers. My dad was in the Navy and my mom worked in a photography studio, but my dad was going to photography school while he was in the Navy. And so I grew up with the smell of the chemicals in the house all the time. There was a closet in the hallway where he developed negatives. And he practiced on us. We always just kind of had a kind of a little makeshift studio in the house. He was always taking our pictures. And mom went to work for this photographer who nearby the base where my dad was stationed in Mississippi at the time. And she would bring me to work and put me in a box while she worked. And so I grew up with that until my dad passed in 91. And I got my first camera right before he passed. I have always been the one in the friends group that had a camera everywhere I went. Everybody always kind of laughed at me and made fun of me, but I never really kind of took it seriously. It was just kind of a hobby, a thing that I love. I had my oldest son when I was very young, and so he was kind of older at that point. And my daughter came along, and so I started taking pictures of my son and my daughter together. And then I started kind of building a studio. When I had my daughter, I started to take it more seriously as a profession. And I started kind of building a studio as I started taking photos of her. And about a year later, I ended up getting laid off from my job. Around that time, I don't know if people just really started liking my work or if they just felt sorry for me, but I started getting very busy and it became my full-time job. So we converted our, I guess it was kind of a shed, but it was more of a permanent structure in the back of our yard into my studio. And we've since added on to it, and it's kind of a big building. And it is my full-time studio, my full-time job, and I shoot back there all the time. I went to school and ended up graduating. And around the time that I graduated from the school, my mom came over and brought me a certificate where my dad had graduated from the same school that I had graduated from. And aww. I never knew it because he passed away when I was 7. So I never knew that my dad had graduated from the same school that I graduated from. And his certificate had ended up getting kind of burned because we had some arsonists set fire to the building where his certificate was stored. So it barely survived. It's kind of charred, but I still have it hanging in my studio right next to mine so that I can always look at it every day that I go to work. So it's kind of special to me. It's kind of a reminder of where I came from so I never, you know, forget those days of him constantly making us go and pose for him. And the last memory I have of him was him making me pose for him outside sitting on our stairs, you know. So it's just a constant reminder.
I love that. And I think it's so important to have something like that because it also kind of gives you a why. Like, right. Why am I doing this? Why do I love this so much? Like, for me with photography, I learned on my dad's camera from the 70s. I learned on his old Minolta. So mm-hmm. I still have that. Like, one day I will have a big, beautiful, glorious display of old cameras. Mm-hmm. And that will be front and center.
Yeah. And I have a lot of his old stuff that I keep in my studio as well.
It's so fun. I love old camera equipment and old cameras.
Like, it's so pretty.
Yes. I just bought a new camera. Yay. And when I was looking at one of the like more vintage looking Nikon mirrorless. And I was like, oh, I want it so pretty and shiny. And then I looked at the reviews and I was like, I don't want it, but I still do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, you know, it's camera equipment is not cheap.
No, it's really not.
So I can only imagine everything that went into building out a studio and because I'm sure you've got like lighting and all the things.
Absolutely. It is quite an investment, but more than anything, it's a labor of love for sure.
Wonderful. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Pamela Clater. Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to photographer Pamela Clater. So you do a lot of different types of photography.
Yes.
You come up with some of the most beautiful sets.
Oh, thank you.
Where do you get your inspiration from for those? And also talk about a little bit about all the different types of photos you do.
So I do some horror stuff, some boudoir, some pinup, and then more traditional portraiture, families, kind of a little bit of everything. Definitely some of the spooky stuff, boudoir, pinup stuff is my favorite. But, you know, I think I take a little bit of inspiration and most of my inspiration from vintage and spooky movies, things like that. I'm heavily inspired by vintage styles and horror movies, things like that. And I just draw inspiration from, I guess, everything around me. You know, I'm probably not as much of a planner as I should be. I try to be, but, you know, when inspiration just strikes me, I'm like, I think I want to do this now. And then I just kind of just start doing and building, and then I just kind of see where it takes me. And then I just start shopping for antiques and props, and I just kind of see what I can find, and I just start kind of putting things together. And I hope it turns out the way that I imagine it. You never know what you're going to come up with.
I was going to say, anyone who has seen some of your work can definitely see the vintage inspiration, because I'm thinking the old trailer.
Yeah.
Those photos were phenomenal. So I'm friends with Noelle, who has done so many shoots with you. She's so incredible.
Yeah,
she's just... love her dearly.
Oh, yes.
And she is actually the person who inspired me to reach out to you in the first place to do my own photo shoot, which coming soon, not like I'm going to be sharing that. I will not be as confident as she is with sharing everything. But also the kitchen set, I just love and adore.
Thank you.
So of all the sets kind of like that, which one has been your favorite?
You know, I think the camper, because that is something that we've kind of really built with our own hands. I saw the trailer for sale on Facebook, and it was just kind of sitting in pieces. Literally, the front was busted wide open, and we have literally, it was just a gutted, empty hole, and we have built it from the ground up. So my husband has pretty much done all the work, and we've really just used a lot of things that we have resourced from old jobs that have been torn out of old homes, things like that, and completely just rebuilt it that way. So anything that we can recycle, reuse, resource, that's what we do as much as possible. So that was completely rebuilt that way. So that's probably why that one is so close to my heart. And we use it to travel actually a lot too. So we,
oh, that's fun.
Yeah, we actually use it, and, we go all over the place in it. So, I really love that camper so much.
And I love that. And I love the idea of upcycling. And I also think for, especially for your style with the horror, with the more vintage inspired photo shoots, what better way to do that than finding things at antique shops and resale shops?
Yeah.
Like that's part, it makes it look so much more authentic than being like, oh, well, I need a phone that looks like an old phone or something. So finding something on Amazon or something like that, which I know a lot of people would do because it's the path of least resistance. It's so much easier. But this way you actually get to put your heart and soul into everything you're doing.
And you never know what you're going to find. You know, we went camping this summer and I went to an old store and I found a vintage poison bottle. I mean, you just never know what you're going to find, you know? It's, you know, you might find nothing, but then you might come out with a whole bag full of stuff. You just don't know.
That makes me think you need to do some kind of like Rich Lady I Murdered My Husband set.
Yeah.
With like, the, you know, the like big long robes with the fur on the...
And I have those ropes too. So.
Well, perfect.
Yes.
That just, that's giving me some ideas.
There you go. There you go.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Pamela Clater. You're back on the scene and I'm here today talking to photographer Pamela Clater. So you mentioned both boudoir and pinup, mm-hmm. which are not some of the more common forms of photography you see in this area.
Right.
Which I love because I think like it's a confidence boost.
Sure.
What is your favorite part about doing those shoots?
So I actually had gotten into it because, you know, I have really struggled to feel confident about myself. And I figured, you know, if I struggled with confidence, I wanted to create an opportunity for women to have a day where they could come in and get dolled up and just be celebrated and escape the mundane kind of humdrum everyday experience and feel beautiful and maybe see themselves from a different perspective that maybe they don't see. And I can show them what I see in them. And so I have really enjoyed being able to do that. And it's been really a fun experience because, you know, somebody comes in and they're very nervous and anxious and they really don't know what to expect. And, you know, I'll take a few shots and then I'll show them the back of the camera and they start having fun. And they get excited, and then I start seeing their expressions change. I start seeing them loosen up, and all of a sudden, they're having fun, and they're smiling, and by the time they leave, I see that they have really just enjoyed themselves. And, you know, I feel like maybe I'm not making some big change in the world, but, you know, like, maybe I've just made that person's day just a little bit better. And to me, like, that means something, and that makes me happy. And so it's important to me that maybe I've made them feel a little bit better about themselves to show them how beautiful I think they really are. Because it's like, I did that, you know, for somebody. I made them feel that way. Like, how amazing is that?
It seems incredibly rewarding. And full disclosure, like, that's why I reached out to you in the first place. Like, because I reached out to you to schedule my own photo shoot and then was like, oh, by the way, I have this radio show. Come be on it. I want to talk to you. And because of seeing these from Noelle, because insecurity and confidence is something we all struggle with. Like, you're sitting in front of me saying this and I'm like, she's gorgeous. What is she insecure about? And I'm sure like people have that thoughts about me and Noelle and other people, but we all get in our heads. And so what better way to celebrate ourselves and celebrate who we are than through this art form that maybe, you know, 10, 15 years ago was a little bit more taboo. But now it's just, I feel like everywhere I turn, I'm like on TikTok and seeing people talking about boudoir photography, pinup photography, and it is like becoming more accepted as a form of art and self-expression.
Right.
And so I think it's so beautiful that you do this. And like, it just, it warms my heart to have someone in our community who's doing this.
It makes me happy and it's so fun and it's so rewarding. And, you know, and I personally try to go every now and then to have my own photo taken just so I never forget what it's like to be on the other side of the camera.
I can imagine that's helpful. I can imagine nerves. Like, I already am having them, but that's okay.
Because it is, you know, I know that it's nerve-wracking. And, you know, recently I went and had my own photo taken, and I was incredibly nervous. And I'm like, what? Like, I do this for a living. Why am I so nervous? But it is nerve-wracking, you know? And so I get that. And I want to make sure that I always stay in touch with how it feels and so that I can provide the best service possible to my clients. And I never forget what it's like to be that person on the other side of the camera that's shaking in my socks, you know?
Or lack thereof sometimes.
Lack thereof, yes.
So if people are interested in one of those shoots or any of your others, how do they get a hold of you?
So my website is PamelaTakesPics.com. You can find me on Facebook at Pamela Clater Photography. Those are probably the best ways to find me. I have an Instagram. It's PammySue13. But Facebook or my website are probably the best ways to reach me.
Sounds perfect. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.